This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.
When we consider the evil that surrounds us, one cannot help but to think and ask, how can people do the things they do to other human beings? Man's history, just in our generation, from Hirohito to Mussolini, from Hitler to the dropping of the atom bomb on Hiroshima, it seems evil reigns supreme. Why? Where does this evil originate from? Is there a missing dimension about the evil that engulfs us? Stay with us as we attempt to answer these questions on today's edition of The Armor of God.
The Church of God International presents Armor of God, a program of biblical understanding. And now your host, Tony Bukert.
Well, hello everyone, and thank you for joining us for another edition of The Armor of God. I'd like to take some time today just to thank you for allowing us to come into your homes and take some time to present to you some very biblically relevant topics that are affecting our society today. And as you just saw in the TV program's introduction, there is something that's going on very real behind the scenes that is influencing mankind. Yes, that's right, friends. You and I have an adversary, and his name is Satan, the devil. And I guess the best way to introduce the topic today is to take you through one of my daily habits, one of my daily routines, that perhaps we have shared in common here. The first thing I do when I wake up in the morning, a lot like yourself, I roll myself out of bed, stumble down the stairs, go to the coffee pot, pour myself a cup of coffee, and I sit down in front of the TV, and I start to watch the news. Now, to save my life, I don't know why I do this anymore, because it seems like everything is focused on the negative, because negativity sells. The headlines with negativity sells. You take a look at what's going around our globe, there's wars going on, there's crime. And you turn on the local news after the national news goes on, you take a look at what's going on in our communities, it seems like everything that is focused on is nothing but negative. Headlines this morning as I woke up, a murder in one of our neighborhoods, talking about the divorce rate. You look at the national scene and we're dealing with items such as abortion, which is nothing short of murder. You take a look at some of the deceived nations of the world and the governments of the world and how they operate. And you take a look at some of the world's religions and we ask ourselves, why are there so many different versions of religions in the world if there is only one God in the world? Well, friends, you take a look at what's going on in our society, whether you talk about crime, and even if you want to look at this from the perspective that crime is going down in some areas, and that is true, you take a look at the crime rates in New York, a city that perhaps some of us were afraid to go into, the crime rates are actually dropping. Abortion rates in some segments are actually dropping. However, with that being recognized and everything being said, I think when you take a look at the topic and you look at what's going on in the world, doesn't it beg a question? It does, at least in my mind. And the question that comes to my mind is, why do all these things exist? Why is there murder? Why are there lies? Why do we deal with such things as abortion and homosexual marriages? Who'd have thought we'd have been dealing with that 20 years ago? Homosexual marriage? Well, friends, I'm here to tell you that there is something going on behind the scenes that is very spiritual and very real, that there is an unseen world around us that has influenced mankind since the very inception and the very beginning of mankind. Now, we live in a time of skepticism, and there's a lot of skeptics out there in the world that either one, they deny that there's a Satan, the devil, or they deny that there's a God creator. Altogether, they deny the supernatural and the spiritual world. I'm going to come at this from the perspective today that we do believe that there is a God, and that we do believe that there is an adversary that walks the earth. This begs another question. Is God responsible for sin? Is God responsible for creating evil? Is God responsible for Satan the devil? You know, the great deceiver. He goes by many different names. He's called the dragon. He's called the deceiver. He's called the father of lies. He's called the serpent. He's called the dragon. And when you look at the scriptures, you take an understanding in from the scriptures that not only is there good in the world, but there's also evil. But where in the world did it come from? Let me interrupt myself here for just a second, introduce you to some literature we'd like to offer you today. Number one, take some time here and order the booklet, Devil You Say? Because it goes to illustrate that there is a spirit being out there, and in fact, he is at large, he is influencing mankind, he does want to deceive mankind, and has in fact done a very good job at doing that. In addition to that, please take some time and order our CD called The Origins of Evil. It's going to explain to you exactly how evil came into the world, that God is not responsible for it. However, someone is, and it's going to really put him out there and expose him in the light of the gospel truth and show you that there is something going on behind the scenes right now. You can access these pieces of literature, if you would like to, by visiting our website at www.cgi.org or simply by calling 888-578-8791. Now, since I interrupted myself, let me go back to the topic here, and we're going to start to discuss and get into the scriptures here, the topic of our adversary and whether or not God is the originator of Satan the devil. Did he create Satan to bring evil to the world, or did something else happen? Right here in the scriptures, in John chapter 8, if you would please take some time to write this down or perhaps even look at it at a later date. In John chapter 8, in verse 44, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ made a very interesting statement here. And we're going to build off this a little bit as we progress through the program. Jesus said, as he was speaking to the religious leaders of his day, said this, he said, "You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of lies." Right here from the pages of our Bible, friends, we have the answer to who started evil in the world. See, some people have the misconception, and it is a big misconception in Christianity, that mankind is the original sinner. Yet here we have Jesus Christ pointing out to us that there is an original liar, there is an original murderer, and he was from the beginning. And when you take a look at God's creation, you understand that the angels were created before mankind was. Before Adam and Eve was in the Garden of Eden, guess who was there? That's right, the angels were there. And Jesus here is saying that he's the beginning of murders and he's the beginning of lies. So how, friends, can mankind be the originator of evil and sin and all the wrongs that we see in society? I would submit to you, and the Bible would submit to you, and Jesus Christ would bring to your attention for your consideration the fact that Satan the devil did it. Satan the devil is, in fact, the one who's behind the scenes influencing mankind, bringing us to believe all things are possible in the sense that we now have our own will. We can do what we want. We can say what we want. We can live the way we want. We have no moral obligations to a higher being, God. We have no moral obligations to our fellow man. It's just do what you please. Well, over here, friends, in Isaiah chapter 45, there is a very interesting scripture that oftentimes evangelist or even maybe perhaps your pastor from the podium, from the pulpit, has brought to your attention to maybe even prove the fact that God is the originator of evil, the originator of Satan the devil, and thereby being the power behind everything that we see going on in the world, the evil and the sin. And it really is a big misconception when you look at the scripture. You know, in order to understand scriptures, in order to understand what they're really saying, it is important to maintain each and every time we read the scriptures, the context of the scriptures. Otherwise, our perception is wrong and the scriptures seem to say something that they don't. Right over here in Isaiah chapter 45, in verses 5 through 7, we have some scriptures here that we need to take a look at because they've been twisted a little bit and they've skewed our understanding. In Isaiah chapter 45, and we'll begin here in verse 5, I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. I will gird you, though you have not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun to its setting that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. And here's the point. Here's the point. This is what he's leading to. This is what he's building off of. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and I create evil. Does this say what it seemingly seems to be saying? Or is there something else here that we need to look at? I, the Lord, do all of these things. Keep in context here, brethren, what the scripture is talking about, that when God has to bring about judgment, the word evil here just simply means calamity. This has no indication that God created Satan the devil. This is no indication that God is actually behind the things that are going on that are bad in the world. And why does it seem, friends, that every time something goes wrong in our society, why does God get the blame? Why is he the one that's put out there? Why is he the one that's pointed to? Why do so many people run away from God? Because they think that he's caused all this. When you go back to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, you take a look at it and you read the scriptures. Everything that God created was good. Everything was good. Even man was good. He created man in a state of goodness. And goodness is at the very core of our being. So what happened? What went wrong? Something happened. Mankind has made a choice, friends. We make choices sometimes to do the wrong thing. And we should not point the finger at God. Let's move on to another set of scriptures here because our time is short. And I really want to maximize the time that we have here today. So let's move on just a little bit here. And let's move on to another set of scriptures in which we can turn to prove that God did not create all this. In Isaiah chapter 14, we'll just stay in Isaiah for time's sake, and we'll take a look at this and see exactly what Isaiah says about this creature, this diabolical fiend that really started out well and turned. He went bad. And really, when you consider the story of Satan the devil, friends, it's perhaps one of the saddest stories that you'll ever hear. The good news is God does not leave us without hope and that there is good news at the end of the story. Remember, we're here to preach the gospel, and the gospel is good news. However, since there's a lot of misconceptions out there and since our Creator is taking a bad rap for what's going on, it behooves us to look at the subject and identify the real culprit behind what's going on. You know, a lot of people have this misconception about Satan the devil. A lot of the times, he's looked at as something that's cute. I mean, the word devil, you've heard it before. Why, that little Johnny, he's just a little devil. You've heard it. And it's no wonder in our society that people are skeptics. You know, the story behind Satan the devil, the lie that he wants us to believe, is that he's not real. That's the real lie. That's the biggest deception he's ever perpetrated upon mankind, is that he is not real. And when we understand or we start to believe that he's not real, he flies beneath the radar and we don't understand the enemy's tactics. Oftentimes we'll see these pictures on TV right around Halloween of this man in this red stocking with the horns and the pointy tail and the trident chasing people around with the big teeth. And it almost seems to be a little bit cutesy. You know, it's almost like it's a joke. But what we're talking about today, friends, is no joke. It's very real. It is very real. Here in Isaiah chapter 12. What went wrong? What happened? In verse 9 of Isaiah chapter 14, we read this. Sheol from beneath is excited about you to meet you at your coming. It stirs up the dead for you. All the chief ones of the earth it has raised up from their thrones, all the kings of the nations, they shall all speak and say to you, have you also become as weak as we? Have you become like us? Your pomp or your arrogancy has brought you down to Sheol, and the sound of your stringed instruments, the maggot is spread under you, and worms cover you. Now, in the backdrop, when you look at this, It's going to explain to us, friends, exactly what went wrong. And in this particular verse of text, you're going to see God, in fact, did not create Satan. Lucifer created Satan. Let's take a look at the scriptures. Let's read on down here and see what happened. In verse 12, we'll begin. We'll pick up here again. How you are fallen from heaven, or how are you cast down, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground, you who didst weaken the nations. That's right. His influence, friends, is global. It is a global influence. He weakens the nations. He deceives us. He gets us to believe things that aren't true, and he has done a wonderful job at doing that. The good news about it is there is an answer to all this, and his name is Jesus Christ. And this is not the way things are going to go on for eternity. He's going to be dealt with. But in the scripture here, in the text, when you take a look at this word, Lucifer, Lucifer is not a bad name. Lucifer is not something that we should shy away from or be afraid to use. When you look at Lucifer and the name here that's given to this spiritual being, this former angel that fell from the sky and now become the chief of the demons, so to speak, Lucifer is not only a name, but when you take a look at it, it's more like a job description. It's more like an original intent that God had in mind for this individual. The word Lucifer in the Hebrew simply is translated Hillel. And when you take a look at the word Hillel, you understand that there's a great context behind this name and what he was supposed to do. What God created him for was to bring light to the world. Lucifer simply means light bringer. And that was his mission. That was the original intent. And that was his goal. That was what God wanted him to do. And then this pomp and this arrogance was found in him, and he was cast to the ground. He was supposed to bring light to the world. And it's one of the most disheartening stories you'll ever hear about betrayal. And if you've ever been betrayed, you understand what that feels like. Imagine what God feels like. Not only was he betrayed by one of his most trusted chief agents, one of his most trusted angels, but he also gets the blame for what this individual does. And he has influenced mankind. Over here in Genesis chapter 3, we'll just move right along because time is short, and I want to make sure we maximize this time. In Genesis chapter 3, there's another word that's used to describe this creature. And in verse 1 of Genesis chapter 3, we read about, finally, how he influences mankind from the beginning. Remember Jesus, John 8, verses 44, 45, and so on. You understand that he's influenced us. But what happened? What went wrong? How did he do that? And you understand here when we look at this in verse 1 of chapter 3, the scriptures tell us the serpent, now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And when you take a look at the word serpent, here we go again with this misconception about this individual's appearance. You know, people get this impression that he was this snake. And actually what he looked more like was more like a dragon, but that's really beside the point. It really doesn't matter when you consider what's going on. It's what he does is that what really matters. And when you look at this word here, serpent, it is Nahash. Nahash. And really what that means is he is a whispering, deceiving agent. That's right. That's his mode. He's subtle. He uses subtleties. He influences us. And he gets us to compromise every form of morality towards God and our fellow man that he can. And he sells it and he packages it in a subtle way and makes it look appealing. And right here, he packages this thing called sin, which was previously unknown to mankind, as something that's appealing and appetizing. And he sells it. And he does a good job selling it. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1, he says, Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, that is the serpent, Has God indeed said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Now look at that. Look at that subtlety. Has he really said that? Is that what he really said? You know, my wife a few years ago had a wonderful opportunity to visit the Southern Bible Belt and visit one of these great big Bible study weekends. And during this Bible study weekend, as one of the sessions was breaking up, the session was about Adam and Eve in the fall, okay? She had the opportunity to ride down the elevator back down to the lobby here with one of a very prominent female TV evangelist. I won't mention her name. Very, very prominent, very well-known individual on TV in the Christian world. And she made a statement to my wife that my wife took a little bit of issue with. What this TV evangelist tried to sell my wife on is that Eve really wasn't guilty. That Eve really didn't do anything wrong. Eve was never told that that was wrong. Really? Is that really what's being said here? Is that really what's being said? Look what Eve says here. And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." Lest you die. Words right out of Eve's mouth. She acknowledged that's what God said, but I digress. Let me get back to the topic here. Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." And from this time forward, friends, from this time on, mankind has done just exactly that. They have bought into the lie. They have done exactly what they want to do. They have forsaken God's Ten Commandments. They've forsaken God's law. And when you turn on the TV on Sunday and you listen to some of the preachers that are talking out there nowadays, what are the two things that they're talking about? First one, law done away with. Don't have to listen to the law anymore. There's no need to obey God's Ten Commandments. They're just mere suggestions if you have to follow them at all. And number two, the first lie that Satan the devil told mankind to deceive us, to start us on this path of deception, was a religious lie. And it has influenced every single religion that I can think of from this time forward. And that is, you won't surely die. You see, the fact of the matter is, friends, we were already created in God's image. We were already in His image. In this point in time, before the fall, man was sinless. They didn't have sin. They didn't know sin. Until this diabolical, backstabbing, double-sided speaking fiend turned his back on God and told mankind, "Hey, you don't have to listen. You don't have to listen." So why do we see all the trouble in the world? Is God the originator of all this? Is mankind, are they the original sinners? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Satan the devil is. Because we like to preach the gospel, and because the gospel is good news, I want to turn back to some scriptures in Isaiah and leave you with some positive information, because things aren't always going to be this way. That there is an answer to the world's problems. There is an answer to Satan the devil. He is very real. His name is Jesus Christ. Over here, back here in Isaiah, if you'll take some time, just a few minutes, to either jot these scriptures down, or again, you can turn to them later. Isaiah chapter 9 addresses the answer to the evils that are in the world. In Isaiah chapter 9, starting in verse 6 through verse 7, perhaps you've heard these scriptures time after time, and it does speak of a wonderful, amazing hope. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward." This is not God's world. Although God is not letting things spin out of control without him knowing what's going on, right now at this present time, Satan the devil roams this earth, walking to and fro, seeking whom he might devour. And that is his whole plan. Now, he himself is not so deceived, friends, as to think that he has a chance to overthrow God. He knows his time is numbered. He knows his time is short. And because he knows this, he has put in place what's known as a scorched earth policy. Let's bring the house down. Let's take as many out with me as I can. And that's what he does. That's his mode. Well, friends, take some time, please. Once again, I'll bring your attention to the literature that we have offering for you today. Number one is a booklet entitled Devil, You Say? And the second one is a CD simply titled The Origins of Evil. Please take some time, if you would, go to our website, take a look at some of the things that we have made available to you, and really go to www.cgi.org. Take the opportunity to take around and look at it. There's many things that are wonderful out there for you to take a look at, and perhaps we'll answer a lot of your questions on today's subject. Or you can simply call our television number here that we have for you at 888-578-8791. Until then, friends, continue to put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand in the evil day.
You know, we just wanted to take a moment to reemphasize just a few things that Tony had mentioned. And I think all of you would be agreed on this one point, that we're living in a pretty brutal world. I think also I wouldn't get an argument from any of you that, frankly, the legacy of mankind's history is a legacy of horrific events that have inflicted man with a lot of pain, suffering, and death. And what Tony illustrated and portrayed was the fact that, you know, there is something more behind all this evil than meets the eye. And he illustrated that it is due to a lot of a former cherub that had fallen out of grace with God, rebelled against his very creator, and has been confined to this planet for many, many eons of time. Satan's influence, the one who did really create evil, because God didn't create evil, his influence on mankind is obvious, since he is indeed the father of lies and murders, which Tony did portray very correctly. The Bible substantiates this point too, my friends, and I think it does us all well to be reminded of this particular scripture over here in Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. The Apostle Paul, in writing this last book of the New Testament, around 90 or so A.D., wrote this one thing about Satan the devil that I think bears repeating so that all of us don't get snake bit about the fact that this devil, this being called Satan, does indeed exist. Notice, Revelation 12 and verse 9, we read, "And the great dragon was cast out of heaven due to that rebellion, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which," notice this, "deceives the whole world." That's why, my friends, you need to get the literature that Tony offered. Dial now, 888-578-8791. Get the booklet, The Devil You Say, and the CD, The Origins of Evil. Don't forget about that website there, again, posted so that you can view it at www.cgi.org. This is Bill Watson, reminding all of you always, as we do, you keep on that armor of God so that you may be able to stand in these evil days.
Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by The Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at 3900 Thames Street, Tyler, Texas, 75701, or call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791, or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at www.cgi.org or email us at armorofgodcgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support.